Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'll be doing a poem this evening from an extract of mine, which I've been on for some time now. This poem, that's the title. But this evening it will be like an expanded version. As listening, remain blessed. Once upon a time, there lived a king so mighty and great. This king had four wives. But this king was sick and on his deathbed. So he called the four wives. And he started from the fourth wife. He called the fourth wife and said, "I am scared. I don't want to be in the afterlife alone. Will you be with me?" And she said, "No, I'm sorry, I can't. Even though you designed me with golds and jewelries, but I will leave. Even if you die, I won't follow you to the afterlife." Then he called the third wife and said, "Will you be with me to the afterlife?" And she said, "I'm sorry, I can't." And she walked away. And he called the second wife and said, "Will you be with me to the afterlife?" And she said, "I know I've tried for you. I've been there for you every day since the day we got married. But the highest I can do for you is just to prepare for your funeral, and that will be it. I can't follow you to the afterlife." And a voice from the background spoke, saying, "I will go with you wherever you go. If you live, I still live with you. If you die, I die with you. And I will follow you to the afterlife." And that was the first wife, which he cared least about. In our lives, we all have these four wives. The fourth wife being our bodies. We clothe our bodies with so much jewelries, but this body won't follow us to the afterlife. And the third wife, which is our possessions, our phones, our lands and everything. Yes, they will help us, even help our children, but they won't follow us to the afterlife. The second wife, which is our friends and family. Yes, we trust them, we love them, but the farthest they can go is just to our funeral. And the first wife, which is our spirit, our soul, we care less about it. It is true, to look healthy, it is good, it will help us. To have possession, it's nice. To have friends around, it's nice. But how about our spirit, our soul, even when we go after life? Now, this reminds me of the community where I come from, called Christianity, where our people have traded relationship for religion, salvation for savagery, and redemption for restriction, privileges for right, even though some are still left-handed. And that's why we have so many grown up in churches, but they are not grown up in Christ. They know him and sing hymns, but they don't know him. I still remember an event that occurred in my community when an 8-year-old girl was asked why Jesus was called the Word, and she replied, "Because he was all God wanted saying to us." So hello, church. God never mentioned church to us. So why the strife, envy, and contention all in the name of Christianity? So this poem now is for me, because this is a moment of bliss where the flesh is killed and the soul is pleased. Moments of bubbling vents, cracking barrels, busting the grounds, quaking grounds, and moments where the saint, which have lost their way, are retrieving back. This poem is for me. This poem is for you. This poem is for everybody seated right here. This poem is for the world who awaits our manifestation. Please don't allow us to showcase our harvest while it's not yet our time. This poem is for you, brother. You know, time and chance happen to us all, but why in such a hurry to buy bands? This poem is for you, sister. It is true, we know you've got the skills to sing, but why not try and cultivate value? This poem is for you, mommy. Why do you really think Alaji will solve our problems if only we allow our daughter Abigail to get married to him at the age of 13? Why not trust God? This poem is for you, father. If only you were not strict to us by letting us read your life as manual to ours, then the prognosis of your mistake and that of the ancient wouldn't be in us at potbellies. See us now. We just do waka up and down, the cast and bind like final year project. From the devices of the crafty, we never fit defend ourselves. But how we fit can defend ourselves internally? See us, we just the busy like bees, we know they ever rest. But what's the point of busy, being busy, climbing the wrong Mount Everest? This poem is for me, this poem is for you. This poem is for GOG, this poem is for finest to worship. This poem is for every soul seated right here. This poem is a call for revival. This poem is for the world at large. This poem is for every believer. This poem is everything. But this poem is nothing until a soul is saved. Thank you.